Thunder Bay, Thunder Bay Town. Brian Hamilton is throwing his hat into the provincial election ring. Hamilton, who represents McKellar Ward, plans to run for the Liberals in Thunder Bay Superior North. Conservative Premier Doug Ford last Friday confirmed he'll be calling a snap election. The call is expected to come on Wednesday, saying he needs a strong mandate to deal with tariffs U.S. President Donald Trump says he'll impose on Canadian goods on February 1. Hamilton, in his second term as a city councillor, also owns a popular Northside coffee shop, and calls himself a pro-business candidate who will help fight the challenges facing small businesses. He also wants to see improvements to healthcare and to address the housing crisis facing the region. Other priorities he's highlighting include finding solutions to drive economic growth, while recognizing the importance of art and culture in the region's identity. Northern Ontario is bursting with opportunity, growth, and promise. But right now, Thunder Bay, Superior North is missing the strong, effective leadership we need to unlock that potential. Our community deserves a representative who will fight for affordable health care, attainable housing that supports our growing economy, and a future where everyone has the chance to succeed, Hamilton said in a release issued late Sunday night, but embargoed until Monday morning. I'm proud to be on Team Bonnie Crombie, and I'm ready to bring the energy, determination, and bold action needed to make Thunder Bay a true priority at Queen's Park. Hamilton, who also chairs the Thunder Bay District Social Services Administration Board, will take a leave of absence during the election campaign, a 28-day period. NDP incumbent Lise Vagios is the only other confirmed candidate in the riding. Sources say the Conservatives will nominate their candidate this week. The Liberals are also expected to name their candidate in Thunder Bay, Atikokan, this week.